Salford playing red kit, Wakefield in the change kit tonight of blue and grey. It's out of the back from McCarthy to O'Brien. O'Brien with a dummy. O'Brien goes and he's a couple of metres short of the line, just to the left-hand side of the post this time as McCarthy at dummy half. Kopchak on the crash ball. Craig Kopchak has scored by the side of the post. Salford get back-to-back sets and the Wales captain is over by the side of the post.
You invite him back into your own 22. They'll come up with the 4 points, exactly what Kopchak did. It's a great start for Salford.
Todd Carney, in the absence of Michael Dobson, who's announced he's going back home to Australia this week, sticks the flags up here at the AJ Bell Stadium, where the Red Devils lead by 6 points to nil. Randall waits at dummy half, goes to the left to Miller. Miller drops it onto the beat. It's going all over the place. It's over the line. Somebody's got it over the line and they've scored. It is Jacob Miller who's got in and Wakefield have scored. It's pinballed around the ball after the kick from Miller and it's bounced up into the standoff's hand and he's touched down and Trinity are back in it.
Excellent player, the big men. They set up the field position in England and Keegan Hurst.
Finn with the conversion attempt, sticks the flags up here at the AJ Bell. All square, Salford 6, Wakefield Trinity 6. Zero tackle, and Wakefield are going to get another set from 10 out as Jones Bishop at dummy half goes to the left. Here's Arona to Fifita, long ball for Miller, chance here, long ball to Arundel. Arundel on the edge, Arundel for the corner will score! And Wakefield are in! Somehow they've got a repeat set, quick hands across to that left-hand side. Joe Arundel had Billy Tupou on the outside, shut the dummy, stuck the head down, slid over, and Trinity lead by 10 points to 6.
Yeah, it's great play, isn't it, by Wakefield, and the big man himself made a big impact, hasn't it? Fifita took two jives in that set of six, and it's just great passing.
Kicks on its way, and it's over. Wakefield now lead by 12 points to 6.
Yes, again, when you've got a quality goal kicker, turning the 4 into 6 on there, exactly with Finney from the sideline. Brilliant kick.
Gets O'Brien coming in, it's worked out for Johnson. Johnson for the corner, and Johnson's in. Set play from the scrum from Salford. 31 minutes on the clock, and it's Greg Johnson who gets in at the corner. They've stacked all six outside backs to the right-hand side of the scrum. Everybody's run the line perfectly. O'Brien with the money ball, and Johnson's in at the corner. Carney gets the kick away from sideline and puts the flags up here at the AJ Bell. We're all square. It's Salford 12, Wakefield 12. As Finn then with the kick on the way. It's on its way, and the flags are up here at the AJ Bell Stadium. This is going to be the last action of the first half here at the AJ Bell. It is going to be a penalty for Liam Finn to give Trinity a 10-point half-time lead. Finn with the kick, sticks the flags up here at the AJ Bell. Half-time here, a Wakefield lead by 22 points to 12. Randall from the base of the scrum, puts the dummy, puts the burners up, he's away, debut try for Tyler Randall. Salford caught napping at the scrum, 47 minutes on the clock, and Tyler Randall scoots in on the back of the error from Manu Vatave, and Wakefield lead. By
I'll tell you what, they talk about the versatility of hookers nowadays, but what sort of pace did he show there? To Tyler Randall, sensational, as Manny Horton just said there, he's put the burners on. Boy, oh boy, did he put the burners on. Nowhere near from the Salford backline could get anywhere near from the scrum.
As Liam Finn with the kick goes 7 from 7. Wakefield on the front foot here as Jones Bishop gets it to Finn. Here is Hubie. Hubie with a step, offload out the back to Griggs. Griggs with one step, pops it out to Miller. Miller long ball. Billy Tupou for the corner. Will score. 10 minutes gone in the second half. Second try of the half for Wakefield Trinity. Superb move to the left. The offload from Hubie gave Miller the chance. The long ball to Billy Tupou. He's in at the corner. Wakefield lead by 34 points to 12. And some of the Salford fans have seen enough. And they're off for the exit, Scully.
They are, they're off, aren't they? And the boos are coming round. But
Trin get over again as Randall at dummy half goes out to the right. Oh, huge gap, huge dummy. Second try of the night for Tyler Randall. 19 minutes gone in this second half. He sold all the Salford defence short there. Superb work from the little bloke on the black dot. And Trin have 40 points on the night. They lead by 40 points to 12.
Well, someone's just asked the question, how good is it? Has he been playing tonight on his debut? I'll tell you what, sheer quality.
Liam Finn kicks another ball out of the ground here at the AJ Bell. Trinity lead by 42 points to 12. Yeah. To McCarthy. McCarthy stops, switches, comes back to the right, puts boot onto ball. Tyrone McCarthy collects and scores. 8.5 minutes left here, 72 on the clock, and Tyrone McCarthy gets in for the Salford Red Devils. It's going to be nothing more than consolation. Little kick through, collects the ball and gets over the line. Todd Carney slaps over the conversion. It's Salford 18, Wakefield Trinity 42. Plays it to Hadley. Hadley goes on his own. Dean Hadley for the line. Hadley pops it out the back to Hubie. Here is Miller. Miller for a drop goal. And Jacob Miller sticks a drop goal over for Wakefield Trinity. And Jacob Miller plops a cheeky field goal over. And Trinity lead by 43 points to 18. And it's in the hands of a Wakefield player. And that is it. Full time here at the AJ Bell Stadium. Wakefield's push for a top four place continues after these 43 points to 18 victory here over Salford tonight.